Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Browns play a preseason game and they get it going in game two.
Yeah.
Except they really didn't get it going because nobody played.
Which was fine.
Which I understand.
And,
but
and look, Bull,
I felt unmotivated to really watch the game.
Well, I was there.
I had to watch it, but I was unmotivated by it.
I had to watch the game because I was there working the game. It was a fun trip for me. Being around the team, you know, it's always great to talk with the coaches before the game and the players. We had so much good stuff. You know, talking to Higgins. We interviewed Eric Kush, who's in the battle for the right guard spot. And got a chance. I mentioned this to you on Friday, talking to Prefer and all that stuff, too, the other coaches and Adam Henry. It was a fun weekend.
Well, you were gallivanting around the whole weekend with Bernie Kosar, so that had to be fun.
Listen, man, don't be jealous. Don't be jealous now. Bernie and I had a moment this weekend.
You did.
Like out of Step Brothers.
Yeah.
Where we're like, did we just become best friends? And I think we did.
We're the two best friends that anyone could have.
That's from the Vegas movie.
Yeah.
Hangover.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's fun. But
yeah.
I don't have a problem with them not playing the starters. In fact, I kind of thought it was smart for this game specifically. You know why? Because those practices were so intense.
Yeah.
And you don't want to get somebody hurt.
Right.
You know, in fact, I thought a lot of the penalties in this game and sort of lack of focus was basically because the team was just worn out. They're exhausted.
Yeah.
And we talked with Treader today. You'll hear from him later on.
Yeah.
These guys had to bus in the morning from the hotel to Lucas Oil Stadium to change, put on all their gear, and then hop on another bus, and then go 40 minutes to the facility to practice for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, it was a pain in the neck.
And then ride back the bus, sweaty, to Lucas Oil Stadium to shower, and then back to the hotel for meetings. That's a grind.
Not to mention the practices are another level of intensity.
They are. They're almost
like a
game.
Because you're against somebody else.
And so I was concerned that someone would get hurt on Saturday because they're just exhausted.
Right. Yeah, and we talked.
They're just flat out beat.
As you mentioned, we'll play that Treader interview 5:20. He was great, and we talked with him a little off the air, and he talked about how like it was a real taxing week. But you know, in terms of the game itself, honestly, we didn't really learn anything, or you didn't learn much. I mean, we'll get to the kickers in a minute. We could have a debate about the backup quarterback and stuff, but it's really hard. I think we cover the NFL so much, we make such a big deal out of everything, that I think we gotta back it down a little bit when it comes to this game, because I just don't know that you learned anything. We didn't learn anything about the team. There was even a comment, I don't know, I think Bernie said that Freddie said something like, you know, we know we're better than them based on this week. And I don't know how you'd know that because Andrew Luck didn't play, but
I think that they were just like putting in the Colts players' minds, at least in their mind, hey, we're more physical than them.
Right, we dominate.
So if we meet them in the AFC Championship game or something, we're already like in the back of their mind.
Yeah,
which
maybe.
It's possible that happens.
I mean, Andrew Luck's not playing. It's a big difference.
Can I say something?
Please.
You may think I'm crazy.
Oh, here we go.
Brissett's really good, man.
But he's not Luck.
He's not Luck, but he's healthy, and he's really good.
He's probably the best backup quarterback in the league.
Might be.
I mean,
like Adam, he's a starter.
Yeah, he's better.
He's a starter.
He's a lower level
he's
starter.
He's capable of starting in this league.
Yeah.
You say lower level.
We don't even
that's
know.
That's fine.
It's not fair because we don't know.
It's not fair, but like he's capable of starting.
Yeah.
And like he could be really good. I don't know.
Yeah, right. You're right. It's
like
not
his
fair.
His throw to Ebron, my God.
He might
fantastic.
End up being a decent player. Like eventually he's going to get a chance because there's a couple teams that have, you know, terrible quarterback situations. One of these days he's going to get a chance to start and maybe he'll be better than that. But there are not 32 NFL quarterbacks better than him, I don't think.
No, God, no.
No, definitely not. So he's in, you know, whatever. We'll see. But, yeah, I mean, again, in terms of the game itself, what stands out to you, again, that you could have learned? Backup quarterback fight, kicker, offensive line.
I mean, it
guys
just,
didn't
it just,
play much,
me,
so I don't know what.
It's looking more and more like Austin Corbin might be a lost cause here. I mean, it's still somewhat early. But how are you not taking that job? How are you getting demoted? How is it that it looks like Kush has passed you? How is it that it looks like Forbes may be passing you.
Right. That's and you're not good.
And you're a backup center. You're the 33rd overall pick.
And I'll tell you.
And it's not a knock on, I'm sorry, Adam. It's not a knock on Dorsey because Dorsey's done a lot of great things. You and I were walking out of practice today and had a conversation about it. It's like, man, how do you get that one wrong? It's like, well, you're not perfect, man. If you get like, to me, like the NFL draft is like being a professional sports gambler. If you get like 58% right, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, and he's done better than that.
He's done better than that. It's tough to get these things right.
You know, I think what we've learned in the last 2 years is that Dorsey should not draft anybody named Austin. Because Austin Corbett and Austin Seibert both look like terrible picks.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it's way too early, especially on Seibert, because this is his first training camp. But both of these guys, but getting to the Corbett thing, and then we'll get to the kickers, because Freddie had some strong comments about the kickers, and we'll get those to you in the next segment. But, Dustin, you know, when we talked to Treader, I asked him about the fact that he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year, and later you'll hear what he had to say about that. But... And I've said this before, you know, when Treader first came to Cleveland, I thought he was just like a pretty good player, but not, I didn't think he was a great player. I don't know if he was, and we didn't realize it, but he is a tremendous player, J.C. Treader. And if the Browns, last year Corbett was supposed to play tackle, and he failed and lost that job in like a week. This year he was supposed to play guard. No problem. Zeitler gone. We're going to put him at guard. All good. And he lost and he again with this stupid thing.
What did you say that sounded like? Hey,
I don't know. Seibert?
Seibert, maybe. Yeah.
And again, or Corbett? I don't know. Again, Corbett loses the job in a week.
Yeah.
Essentially. Dustin, I don't want to hear next year that we're letting J.C. Treader walk out the door because now Corbett's finally found his position at center. He failed to tackle. He appears to have failed at guard. We can't wait on him. Like, you know, sometimes you move on. Now, maybe he'll turn it around here. Maybe he'll end up winning the job. Who knows last couple of weeks.
Never
but
know.
When's the last time he even played guard with the first team? Been a while.
It's been a while. And they're, like, looking at tackles now to try and put in that spot.
That's how bad it is.
Yeah, it is.
So they cannot let we'll worry about next year. But you cannot let Treader walk out the door. I'm just going to say that, and I'm probably going to say it a bunch of times during the season.
Sure.
This guy is tough as nails.
He is.
He's the leader of that offensive line. He's the veteran on that offensive line. He played through ridiculous injury last year. This guy is a man's man. You know what I'm saying?
He's a man's man.
You cannot let him go at the end of the season. The Browns should be looking to lock him up now.
And on a short-term deal. Adam, that you have to be smart to play center.
Yes, sure.
That's genius.
Yeah.
And he's so intelligent.
Yes.
And he's physical. And he played through a lot of injuries last year.
Yeah.
And when he's healthy, I think he's one of the better centers you're going to find.
No doubt. He is a much better player than I thought he was coming in. I thought he was pretty good, but not special, but he is really good. And the Browns should be looking at, you know, not a long, you know, you don't want to give him a 5-year contract or whatever. He's not that young, but let's find a way to add 2 years to his deal. Right? I mean, let's get 2 more years on here and let's not mess around. When we come back, we still got so much to do. We're going to grab your calls. I know people want to jump in on the offensive line. We'll talk about the backup quarterback situation after Garrett Gilbert did play well in the second preseason game. We will also get to the kickers who continue to struggle, and this could be a huge Achilles heel. You know, listen, we got a lot of things we're excited about with this team. We think they're going to be really good. Right guard and kicker are the two big concerns right now. And can they be figured out?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.